temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. It's Pirates Fest 2024. I'm Dan Zangrilli. We are with you for the next, about 2 hours. Next hour, Jack Suwinski and Brian Reynolds will join us. Travis Williams, the president of the Pirates, coming by a little bit later this hour. But right now, we're happy to be joined by the Bucco General Manager, Ben Cherington. Ben, how we doing? A happy new year to you. And the offseason, while it's been productive, three players added. You got a couple of starting pitchers, somebody that's going to play first base. You were mentioning to me that not even at the halfway point as far as offseason activity by your estimation?
Yeah, that's what it feels like. First of all, I'm doing great. It's great to be in a building full of black and gold. That's fun. So thanks, everybody, for being here. It feels like we're about at the midway point, and we were talking yesterday in a group and remembering early days when I was the Red Sox early, 25 years ago. I remember it always often feeling like pretty much you got everything done by Christmas. That was sort of a date. And you get to January, and that's when you do your arbitration cases, and you're basically getting ready for spring training. That's totally changed for a combination of reasons that we can't fully understand. Off seasons are longer and longer and longer and slower and slower and slower. What that means for us this year is, it feels like we're about the midway point. We've done a lot of work. We feel good about the work we've done. We definitely have more we want to do. And the good news is there's lots more out there. There's more, just still a lot of opportunities out there, both in trade and free agency, which should give us an opportunity between now and spring training to continue to make the team better.
So, for a cynical Pirate fan out there, they're going to say, well, they haven't done much, or they won't do much. You say that you want to do more. Can you speak to them and let them know essentially, and can you promise that you will do more this offseason?
Well, we're going to promise we're going to continue to work our tails off to find those opportunities. I think there's two pieces of it. One is what I feel like I'm very clear on, is that the offseason as baseball operates today, this is really about the midpoint. We're not 80% of the way done. We're not 90% of the way done. It feels like it's about the midpoint. There's just a lot out there still, both in free agency and trade, which means there's opportunity. And we're working every day to try to find those opportunities that we can bring in and make this team better in 24 in a way that also gives us every chance to keep getting better after 24. So we're going to work our tails off on it. I am optimistic, and definitely the outcome we want is to do more between now and spring training. We have to remain disciplined, of course. That's how we're going to build this team to be great and be able to sustain it. We don't want to do deals that are going to end up coming back and haunting us or handicapping us in the future. So that's always a balance. But if we work hard enough and find the right things, we'll be able to find those things. It's just a matter of staying after it. But again, what I'm most confident about is that there's just a lot out there still that we're still working on. We've been engaged on things for 2 months that haven't happened yet. There's plenty of stuff that we could have done. The price just wasn't, in our estimation, the right thing. we just got to keep hunting that stuff and find the stuff that fits for us, and confident we're going to be able to make the team better between now and mid-February.
And from a business standpoint, it probably doesn't make much sense to bid against yourself, so you can kind of play the market a little bit and maybe let price points come down. You can always circle back, revisit, and maybe that number, what it was in December, is a little different late January.
That's part of that process in free agency. And, of course, you know, we're reminded and we know, and our fans know every year that free agency is an important part of our team building. But for us in Pittsburgh, it's never going to be the most important part. The way we're going to win is with the players who are in this building, literally in this building today, and what they're doing and their continued improvement. We got a bunch of guys here today who are either in their primes or entering their primes. That means the best days are ahead. We've got more who are not in this building whose best days are ahead. So it's long term, the way we win here is always going to be more about that group. It's going to be more about finding the right trades. Free agency is a tool we can use to make the team deeper, stronger, find the right complements. But our core is always going to be, you know, built off of guys that come through the system and who we can identify in trades when they're younger.
Ben Cherington, Pirates general manager, is with us live at Pirates Fest 2024. Dan Zang, really thanking you for joining us. Ben, 84, 85 wins. We saw the Marlins, a negative run differential, postseason team. 84 wins for the Diamondbacks. They get all the way to the World Series. Mid-80s, is that enough to get a team over the hump to be playing that late September meaningful baseball and potentially even make playoffs?
The math is clear. You know, once you get into that low 80s range is when your playoff odds increase. Like, you know, you got to get at least into the low 80s. Realistically, just to have a chance at the playoffs, and then every win you add after that, your odds of getting into the tournament, so to speak, in October increase. So that's kind of where those teams were, the Marlins, Diamondbacks, teams like that. So that's a step. That's a step ahead of us that we have to get to. It's by no means like a satisfactory destination. We want to be better than that. That's what we're building toward. But we do know from, you know, the game, and the Diamondbacks, you know, showed us this year that they almost did it. You get into that tournament and you got the right kind of players firing at the right time, crazy things can happen. So I would say, you know, that's a target, like an interim target. That's what we want to get to. It's not the long-term target.
Ben Cherington, Pirates general manager, with us live at Pirates Fest. Do you have enough starting pitching as we sit here today to navigate 162 and potentially be that low to mid 80s win type of organization?
No team will ever feel like they have enough. We're actively working on adding more. We feel really good about, certainly feel really good about Mitch Keller. We feel really good that we've added two left-hand starters this offseason. We also feel particularly good about the future of our starting pitching group. Some of those guys have already touched the big leagues a bit. Some have not yet, but most of them are at least touching AA and AAA, so they're getting towards the top of the system.
What's your confidence level with this group being able to sustain winning and take that next step? Is it enough, or are there additional additions that are required?
I feel really good about the group overall, and we're looking to still add to it, and we want to add to it. And, you know, I think our desired outcome is that between now and February, we will have added more starting pitching.
One final thing for you. What do you like about the 2024 group and being able to, you know, improve and take a similar step forward that you did in 23 from 22 coming up this year?
What excites me the most is, again, I said it before, it's really a lot about the players literally who are in this building today, and a few that aren't. And the knowledge that we've got a group of young players who have now mostly touched the big leagues, some who are further along than that, have really established themselves as big leaguers, but they're all still at an age where the best days can be ahead of them. And the more players like that we have, the sort of bigger that critical mass is, the better we're going to feel going into a season. So it's not that necessarily – all those players are new or have changed, or a lot of them have been here for a couple of years. What's changed is that they're now a year or two further into their development, their maturation, their integration into the major league team. So you think about a guy like Jack Suwinski and the steps he took last year, feeling like he's going into 24. Okay, now I know what it is to be a major league player for a full season. I know I can be good at this. Now he just keeps taking steps, and we've got a lot of guys like that. So that's exciting to me. That's how it happens in a place like this.
We could go down the rabbit hole. Wish we had more time. I love listening to you talk, and we could go on for hours, but I know you've got places to be and things to do. But we appreciate you stopping by to take some time with us, and look forward to many conversations down the road, Ben.
My pleasure. Great day here. Thank you for having me.
That's Ben Cherington, Pirates general manager. Do stay with us. Next hour, JT Brubaker, Jack Suwinski, Brian Reynolds, among others, will join us. Jared Triolo as well. We invite you to stay tuned live from Pirates Fest 2024 at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. I'm Dan Zangrilli, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Ben, thank you.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.